This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Severe flooding in Rostra causes extensive damage in Saprabisi and Timuri area. Rescue search and relief operations intensified. People living along Bhutikosi, Thrissuli and Narori rivers urged to remain on high alert. Cabinet holds emergency meeting as government intensifies response to Rostra floods. Prime Minister Balinda Sai directs coordinated rescue and relief efforts for flood victims. And at least 14 newborn babies die in hospital fire in Pakistani capital Islamabad. Now the news in detail. Severe flooding in Rostra has caused significant damage in Saprabisi, Timuri and surrounding areas. A sudden surge in the Bhutikosi River this morning has damaged settlements and infrastructure, with details of the full extent of the damage yet to be confirmed. Following Prime Minister Balinda Sai's direction, Nepal Police, Armed Police Force, the Nepali Army, District Administration and Disaster Management Agencies have intensified rescue and relief operations. According to Chief District Officer Purasura Narendra Pariyar, all security mechanisms have been mobilized, including 5 helicopters, for the rescue of people affected by the flood that entered Rostra's Rostragudi area from the Tibetan side. Chief District Officer Pariyar said 3 private helicopters and 2 Nepali Army helicopters have been deployed for rescue operations in the affected areas. Rostra District Police Chief DSP Ashok Thapa said settlements within around 100 meters of the river appeared to have swept away. According to the latest update, the Nepali Army has rescued 12 people from flood-affected areas of Rostra. The Army said 6 people were rescued from Saprabisi, 2 from Moilung and 4 from Dunche using Army helicopters. A tanker carrying aviation fuel has been sent from Kathmandu to Thrissuli in Nuwakot to refuel helicopters being used for search, rescue and relief operations. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has urged people living along the banks of the Bhutikosi, Thrissuli and Narori rivers to remain on high alert. People living along riverbanks in Rostra, Dhading, Nuwakot, Gurkhat, Chitwan and Tanahu have been urged to move to safer locations and remain alert until further notice. The authority has also asked local governments and administrations to restrict vehicle movement on the Prithvi Highway, Golsi Nuwakot Rostra Saprabisi Road and Mogling Narangud Road due to the risk of floods and landslides. It has urged all concerned agencies and citizens to coordinate and assist in search, rescue and relief operations in the affected areas. Meanwhile, an emergency meeting of the Council of Ministers has been held in Simhadarbar to review the situation following the severe floods in Rostra. Earlier, Prime Minister Balinda Sai called a meeting of the National Council for Disaster Risk Reduction and Management to discuss the rescue, search and relief efforts. Likewise, the Home Minister Sudhan Gurung called a meeting of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority at the Home Ministry to assess the flood situation, damage and ongoing response efforts. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Balinda Sai has directed concerned agencies to carry out search, rescue and relief operations in a coordinated and effective manner for people affected by the floods. Speaking at a meeting of the National Council for Disaster Risk Reduction and Management, Prime Minister Sai called for immediate and effective implementation of rescue, search and relief efforts. The meeting reviewed information on the flood-affected areas, the extent of damage and ongoing rescue and relief efforts. According to Deepa Dahal, the Prime Minister's press and research expert, Prime Minister Saha urged all concerned agencies to mobilize from their respective areas and assist in search, rescue and relief operations for affected citizens during the disaster. Traffic police have stopped vehicles heading towards 4 districts following massive floods and landslides in Rostra. According to Norris Raj Subedi, Superintendent of Police and a spokesperson for the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office. Vehicles heading towards Rosua, Nuwakot, Chitwan and Dhading have been halted. The movement of vehicles has been stopped as a precautionary measure due to the risk of further flooding and landslides in the affected areas. As preliminary reports of damage caused by the Rosua floods emerge, floods originating from Rosua have caused extensive damage in Nuwakot, with around 60 houses washed away in the Trisuli Bazar area. Nuwakot Chief District Officer Sombu Prasad Regmi said no casualties have been reported so far. He said residents living along the Trisuli River moved to safer locations after receiving advance warnings about the rising water level. The floods have also washed away two concrete bridges over the Trisuli River. The Trisuli and Devighat hydropower projects have also been damaged. Similarly, three blocks and a substation of a 25-megawatt solar power project has been washed away by the flood. The Armed Police Post border outpost in Timuri in Rosua is safe following a sudden and massive flood in the Bhotikosi River. However, the security team deployed at the outpost is currently out of contact. Armed Police Post Joint Spokesperson Sailendra Thapa said the sudden rise in the Bhotikosi River is believed to have caused extensive damage in the Timuri area. Rather, he said the outpost itself is safe, but communication with the team on duty has not been established yet. Nepal Telecom has made telephone, SMS and internet services free for people affected by the Bhotikosi River floods in Rosua. Following a directive from Minister for Information and Communication, Dr. Bikram Timilsena, the telecom companies providing unlimited voice calls, 2 gigabytes of data per day and 50 free SMS for 2 days to residents in the affected areas. Nepal Telecom is also sending precautionary messages through SMS to people in the flood-affected and surrounding areas. According to the company, 7 telecom towers, 2 in Rosua and 5 in Nuwakot, have reportedly been damaged by the floods. Technical teams have been deployed to the affected areas for maintenance and repairs. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 14 newborn babies have died after a fire broke out in the maternity ward of a major government hospital in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. According to the BBC, the fire broke out on the third floor of the mother and child unit at PIMS Hospital. A hospital spokesperson said 15 newborns were in the ward when the fire started, and only one baby was rescued. Rescue teams have brought the fire under control, while those injured have been shipped to the intensive care unit. Families have gathered outside the hospital, many in tears as they await information about their loved ones. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has expressed deep sorrow over the incident and ordered an immediate investigation. A committee has been formed and directed to submit its report within 24 hours. Canada has announced retaliatory tariffs of up to 50% on a range of U.S. products following the latest tariffs imposed by the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump. The Canadian tariffs will cover nearly $28 billion Canadian dollars, equivalent to around $20 billion U.S. dollars worth of American goods. The targeted products include steel, furniture, fresh toner, and cotton t-shirts. According to the BBC, Canadian officials said the tariff list has been designed to match the Canadian products affected by U.S. tariffs. The new measures will come into effect on the 8th of September. The move follows the collapse of U.S.-Canada trade talks late last week, with both sides accusing each other of making unreasonable last-minute demands. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. Moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan regions of Kushi, Bagmati, Gundaki and Lumini provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudupashim provinces. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the hilly regions of Kushi, Bagmati, Gundaki and Lumini provinces, and at some places in the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudupashim provinces. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the Tarai region of Kushi province, and at some places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gundaki and Lumini provinces, and at a few places in Madhes and Sudupashim provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kushi and Bagmati provinces, and in the hilly region of Gundaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Severe flooding in Russia causes extensive damage in Saprobysy and Timiri area. Rescue search and relief operations intensified. People living along Bhutikusi, Trisuli and Naro rivers urged to remain on high alert. Cabinet holds emergency meeting as government intensifies response to Russia floods. Prime Minister Balin Rasa directs coordinated rescue and relief efforts for flood victims. And at least 14 newborn babies die in hospital fire in Pakistani capital Islamabad. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.